thank you for tuning in to the Sleight of Hand podcast finale. The last month, these adventurers went from working for a trade company on the West Coast to being hired, save people that they didn't really know, and got put into a hidden war of slavery. They meet Delva. They meet
Serpo.
Serpo. And
awesome.
Thank you, Justin. I appreciate you taking notes.
What the fuck?
No, I'm dead serious.
No, it is Serpo.
Yeah.
Yep. And then you guys go and rescue. You rescue Ollie and Holly in the woods. We meet one of Johnny's mistresses. He almost died. Maybe I should have let that happen. Looking back a year and a half later, I'm just kidding. I love Johnny. He makes the story epic.
I mean, I think we all agree with you. Yeah.
We end up going to the Feywild, Fort Gresk. You guys are hired to rescue royal family children. You go on this mission and you figure out that there is this dark, evil power that is abducting important people to change the outcome of Alanisorg. You finish the mission and you get back, and Kent Gresk goes crazy and he accuses you of being perpetrators. You guys try to escape, and the party gets split. Cree and Adam, and then Johnny, Estella, and Zediak part ways at that time. Imprisoned Adam and Cree, they stay in the Feywild, while the others continue north to Gulliver's. You guys meet Cal in the woods.
Gulliver's, yeah.
And then we get to meet the very lovely Garg, our hired tour guide. He takes us to Crystal Rock, where you meet more friends like Banjo and Queen Shia and the elusive Fedge. No. You guys fight ancient dragons. Johnny becomes an ancient dragon. And Adam and Cree rejoin momentarily to help win that battle. You guys head towards the wasteland. When you get to the wasteland, you are in a cave. Estella is re-met with her sister Twilight and her niece. They go on a mission for their family. In the meantime, Adam and Cree are taken / abducted by Sylvana in the cave. And then we get to meet Uncle Dutch. Uncle Dutch shows up and...
Creepy Uncle Dutch.
Yeah. We meet Dutch and he starts sparking something in a party that seems to be a fire dwindling out. You guys continue to the wastelands. You meet Banjo. Banjo gets you a ride to the sky. You guys end up in the castle. You find Shara is running the show. And whoever else. And Mr. Crane. Mr. Crane. We love Mr. Crane. He has enough knowledge and notes to point you towards the three brothers, the rightful rulers of the castle in the sky. But the last you heard, they were enslaved. You hear a loud eruption in a castle throne room. And you are right outside the doors. How is everyone doing today?
Nervous.
Anxious.
Blast and fireballed.
Yep.
That's me. That's Zornikov. Yeah, that's ready to bring down some paladin smite on this veer. Landscape.
Tonight we have an actual 3D model.
We do.
I'm rather proud of. I'm excited to get to run on this. And
handcrafted by the DM himself.
There will be photos on the social medias, so please follow us there if you haven't.
We're also going to be auctioning it off after we all die in it.
That would be great if you want to pre-finance this project. You want to know where you could do that? Derek, tell them where they could do that.
Well, they could easily donate at the patreon.com/SOH Network, which this could be your final and only time. Just kidding. To donate and help us support to do other projects in the future after this, because I'm pretty sure once this campaign is wrapped up, you're going, man, I really wish I had other things to listen to. Well, guess what? If you donate at least just $1 a month, you could put that and make the episodes come out quicker, the campaigns come out smoother, and the sound sounding amazing. Get up right next to your ear like that. See? That sounds nice.
Anyway. And some maybe new dice for Christopher.
Which he did get some. Dice, so.
Yeah. I'm not holding my breath.
I'm not holding my breath.
It's broken.
Patreon.com/SOH Network. But if you cannot donate, that's fine. Just spreading the word out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, anything like that. We do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Back to you, Ian.
All right. Well, I'm going to be the kind DM that I am. And if there's any kind of buffing that you want to do before the doors magically open and you end up in this room, now would be the time.
Zornikov.
Yes. Zediak.
Yeah, close enough.
No. Well, was I off?
Yes, Zediak.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I don't think it is. You seem rather perturbed. Are you perturbed?
We're gonna die.
We're all about to die right now. That's the thing.
So hopefully.
This is something that you can use, not something that I've had for a while. Zediak will reach into the bag of holding, and he'll pull out a javelin of lightning.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I have the dragon treasure trove that you guys never actually went through.
We talked about it, and then we moved on, and then
Zediak was stuck with all of it. So I only took the only thing that I wanted. So. I've just had the rest of it. So you have a javelin of lightning, and I can read to you what that does.
I would appreciate that much.
Yeah. It does some pretty cool stuff.
Nice. So I am now walking around with a warhammer, a mace, a javelin, and a shield.
Yes.
What a peaceful paladin. Full of joy.
This javelin is a magic weapon. When you hurl it and speak its command word, it transforms into a bolt of lightning, forming a line 5 feet wide that extends out from you to a target within 120 feet. Each creature in the line, excluding you and the target, must make a DC 13 dexterity saving throw, taking 4d6 lightning damage on a failed save and half as much damage on a successful one. Yeah, make a ranged weapon attack against the target. On a hit, the target takes damage from the javelin plus 4d6 lightning damage. The javelin, if you go and pick it up, because I don't think it comes back to you.
That would just be OP.
What? It came back to you?
They call me Zeus.
So it does a d6 of piercing damage when you throw it. But if you hit somebody with it, it does 4d6 lightning damage.
Okay.
And they don't get to dodge that if you hit them. So.
Nice.
Yeah, it's anything in between what you throw has to dodge the lightning bolt.
Is the crazy wizard guy still with us?
No. Crane is not with us.
No.
So he gave us all the gear and he peaced out.
So we've been walking down this hallway.
Yep.
And we come across a large wooden door.
The double door, or the big door of the throne room. And you guys heard that boom. That boom was in correlation to the flashback of when Kree died in Sylvana.
So, in correlation
for listeners, you hear that like eruption coming from that room.
Mm-hmm. And that's when Kree was sacrificed.
Yep. Yep.
And when Adam got banged.
By a ghost.
Yeah.
Did the banging? I don't know.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Come here.
No.
You could teleport here and there places, right?
Yeah.
Now, if it's okay with your mother, I'm going to need you to do me a favor if things start going bad.
Okay.
You know what gunpowder is?
Gun. Yeah, it's that stuff you put in your weapon.
I'm going to need you to disappear on out here and find the as much amount as you can. And if you think that's too much, bring more. That's if things start going not doing good. I want you to do that. And as soon as you do that, I want you to take you and your mother and leave.
Okay.
Any last words of hoorah? Or whatever you all want to call it.
No. I think it's. Yeah. Well, kind of hoping we'd have a little bit more. Time to ease into this, but set it up a little bit better, but. Feel like we're walking into something not great.
But. Oh, easily. But
it's a trap.
Whether we make out of this alive or dead, our names are gonna go down in history one way or another, so let's at least make it look pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, do you or Johnny want to do the honors since it's kind of your guys is somewhat of crew.
All right. And Zediak will walk up to the door.
Open sesame.
You open the door. You all walk in one by one. What you see is a overran throne room. The ceiling is caved in, and you look up at the dark night sky as a storm starts to erupt with rain coming down. You look to the left corner of this room that you walk in, and you see a altar with a male and female body laying dead and lifeless around lit candles. To your right, about 50 to 60 feet, you see up on a platform what looks to be a purple and blue portal with cultists surrounding it, chanting. There is a archway, and about 200 feet forward, you see a huge, huge seating area with three thrones and three stone frozen cloud giants. And the map is covered in fae-like plants, leaves, flowers, berries, and you also see these orange kind of pools on the ground, and there's this like hot air with white light beaming up from them, and you hear like demonic screaming coming from the holes.
Nice. And it's just those portals by the altar is all we can see?
Yeah, so you see a total of five.
Okay. She's gonna make sure all his guns are all loaded and whatnot.
And with it being a giant's throne room, everything is huge. Even the steps to the platforms going above you would require climbing to get to one step. You look to the left and the right, and step one comes to your shoulders.
Okay.
They're about 5-6 feet tall per step.
Oh, and so this is to scale. Oh, wow.
Do we get a sense that anyone's here?
Well, you see the cultists. They're not paying attention to you.
Are they doing any some sort of ritual?
Yes, they're chanting.
Do we understand them?
You do not. Unless someone speaks like, what is that? Abyssal? Is that the...
Abyssal is demonic.
Abyssal, demonic.
Corrupt.
Corrupt might.
No, Tiefling speaks.
Whether or not he shares that is a different
question. Corrupts a bad guy.
This just turns around, pops him in the head. All right, that's one down.
That's one down.
Corrupt does speak Infernal.
But not Abyssal.
Okay.
Yeah, different.
Same, but still different. Cousins.
Well, I'm just going to jump in without really asking anybody, but I'll say to Dutch, good gesturing towards the cultists. That looks bad, and I'm just going to take off towards the cultists.
Dutch will get down one knee, pull out the musket, and just kind of aim right at one of them. Not firing yet, but just waiting.
How far ahead of the bus are they?
They are...
It's a good thing we have a measuring tape now.
What? To track movement.
They're about 120 feet away.
Okay. I search the room for gold. Priorities. No.
That's exactly what
the you actually means. Do see. You do see the floor is flaked with gold in the stone flooring. So
They're like little tiles.
Is Corp distracted?
Corp's looking around. I think Johnny wants to go see those bodies.
Okay. So. Roll a stealth for me.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be stealthy. I'm going to get within 60 feet and then start laying into them.
My aim is ready to fire as soon as something goes off.
Actually, I forgot I can hit
seven.
Them. I can hit them now.
Seven. Okay. Do you want to climb and go up around? Or do you want to come straight
I'm
going to
take that option. I like the climb around option.
Okay.
That seems smart.
So, you...
The players left climbing up.
Yeah.
You make it to here. And as you get here and you get a closer look at one of these, like, beaming steam thing, portal things, you can see what looks like red kind of hands trying to climb up and out of these holes as you get up to the altar. What do you do?
Ooh.
I'm going to creep over and kind of look down in and see what it looks like coming down in. See if there's like a creature or if there's just hands.
Roll a... Let's see, what check do I need for... Roll an Arcana check for me.
Thinking I got all sorts of things. 8.
So...
You're not rolled well tonight.
Johnny doesn't have the usual skills.
Yeah. You have you know what this creature is, but you don't really know what's going on. So you recognize this creature to be what looks like a type of imp. A red kind of winged creature that's kind of like climbing up through this hellish looking thing.
And like, is it struggling to get through or...
Yeah, it's just moving slow. Like, yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I kind of want to just walk over and kick it back in.
Yeah, like as it's like trying to emerge up, it's not going fast.
Can I like look around and find a stick? And so I don't have to...
If only you had a sword.
Yeah, or a loot.
You dare suggest.
I will have you roll a perception check.
That's not going to go much better.
Is that a...
Not much better.
He's too enticed by the gold on the floor.
8.
So,
yeah, consistent.
You
wow.
recognize the female body, but not the male body. You recognize the female body to be Sylvana. The male body is so beaten and battered that it is hard to recognize.
I think at this point, what's the range on message? Can I like not yell out in here?
Who are you trying to message to?
What's the range on? Well, I'm going to try and message, I guess, Zediac.
Begrudgingly?
Well, I'm thinking, like, oh, I found Sylvana. Who should I tell about this?
What's the range on it?
I'm looking it up right now. It's okay.
Message should be
120 feet.
120.
Yeah, you're good.
Zediak, I found Sylvana, which is interesting because she's dead. Do you want to come take a look at this? Also, there's some imps and a body I don't recognize. You should come over here.
My response is that it's good to hear that she's dead. Take care of the imps. And that's as I respond to that, I've probably moved 30 feet.
Zediak?
Zediak's moved up 30 feet and fired 3 Eldritch Blasts into the back of one of the cultists.
As soon as he fires, right after, I'm taking my shot. Another one.
Everyone roll for initiative.
Don't you get all upset for starting fights before you're ready.
I
know.
I have no room to talk. You got but like, zero room I was to trying talk. To do something.
All
right. Well, we get our shots off first, right? Because we called them.
Yeah, but I want to get this.
Zediak. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Wow. That's okay. At least I got my shots off.
Dutch, what'd you roll?
26.
Okay. Haha, just kidding. Justin?
Zediak got 3. Ooh. And then Yuri.
Oh!
Is 10.
Holy cow.
Okay. So don't blame the dice I bought you. Chris?
Zornikov. Back in the bag you go.
Right. Zornikov is always ready for battle. 15.
That's not bad.
That's okay.
Get it out of the way.
For my goddess.
Johnny.
Johnny. 19.
Name.
And corrupt 6.
Okay.
We're good. Die.
Corrupt's not used to this.
With how
just
I roll,
go shooting.
If I die, do I get to? Do I just like go home? Oh,
Harold Burson.
We're back on. You go to take a shot.
All right, I'm gonna roll. Yeah, not that kind of shot. All right.
Wow, that's a lot of dice.
Yeah, that is gonna be. What is my spell attack bonus? That's not right. I did not update that. It is.
Should be 9.
It is 9. Yeah, it's 9. Okay, so for the cultists, or for one of the cultists, mm-hmm. it's 20. 23, and then a 12.
So Zediak goes and shoots towards the cultists, and right as the spell gets to the back of the cultist facing north, it hits this magical aura, and it absorbs around them, and they don't notice that you shot at them.
It's like Independence Day.
And you, I'm assuming you fire off, same thing happens.
Would if he... I said,
unless you shot at the same time.
You said that you were shooting at the same time. So
same thing happens. But as this happens, the first imp starts to crawl out of one of these portals from hell, and others follow suit as you see 5 imps emerge. And first up, it's Dutch.
All right, he's just going to go, fuck this, and then it's like... swing it to the where it like flips around his body back to his back because he has a strap around it, and he's gonna fire at yes I know it's a, I'm
gonna be quiet.
It's a combat strap. Thank you. He's gonna fire at
strap on, strap off.
I'm gonna fire to the one closest because I've assumed I could hit right there.
You're gonna shoot through in between the pillars and the wall. At number 5.
Yeah, I can do that, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Sharpshooter. Does a 16... does a non-natural 20 hit?
Yeah.
I'm just going to do all 3 attacks.
Okay.
Sharpshooter. That is a 19. Does that hit?
Yep.
And we'll not do sharpshooter. 19.
Hits.
Cool. So I did Angel's Revenge, Devil's Prey, Angel's Revenge.
Okay.
Now I need a d12.
You're shooting one imp. Is that what you said?
That's what he said.
Okay. Would I be able to, if I kill it in the first two hits, can I switch my hit, re-roll a shot to another one?
That's fine.
Okay. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
This is a D12.
They actually have 100 hit points each.
we're dead.
They're special lamps.
Hold on. I'm going to look at the messenger sent real quick. In the chat. I rolled 11 plus sharpshooter is 21 plus 5 for my dex bonus is 26 plus, what was it? I'm trying to look up for the...
I think it's like a D...
Was it a D6?
I think it's a D6.
26 regular piercing damage plus 2 radiant damage, I believe it is.
So just as this amp starts crawling up from this portal from... God knows what lair of hell. It goes to go up in there and fly, and you just blast it, and it just goes back into the flowers and dies.
Oh, I just realized a critical hit also is a 17 through 20.
Yeah.
So do you want me to re-roll for any other ones?
Or so how much damage was your first shot? If it was over 20, then you killed it.
Yeah, it was over 20.
Yeah, you killed that one, and then how many shots did you have left over?
2 more.
Okay. And you hit on all of them, so you could pull your shots over. That's fine.
Cool. Then I will do...
John Woo over here.
That's just one over to my... the players... or the characters left, right?
So that one... Yeah.
Cool. This one has sharpshooter on it.
Cock?
Yeah. 13 plus 5, which is 18... Plus a d6. Over 20. Does that kill him?
Over 26 damage does
over,
kill.
It's 24.
24? Yeah.
It's dead?
Yep.
Cool. Then I'm going to go for this guy right here. Number next 4? To the cultist.
Yep.
Which I rolled a sharpshooter natural 19. Critical. Which is a crit.
Describe your kill.
I just wanted to do like John Wick shag. Just one to the left, one to the right, and then like...
Yeah. Sideways, baby.
Yeah. I feel good. And that will be my turn.
And that was 4, right?
Yeah. That was that one right there, yes.
Yep. And do you want to move?
No, I'm going to stay next to the paladin.
Seems fair. Johnny / Fluffy, it is your turn.
All right, we're going to start off with that guy directly in front of me to the left of the stone altar thing. Which number is that?
Number 1.
Number 1. Okay, we're going to step up and we're going to take my fancy new Mace of Disruption and we're going to smack him in the face.
Sweet.
Ooh, that would be 17.
That does it. You hit
all
him.
All right. So that is 3d6. That would be 11 damage.
Okay.
Does his health go below 25 hit points?
Yes.
According to the Mace of Disruption, if the target has 25 hit points or fewer, it must succeed on a DC 15 wisdom saving throw or be destroyed.
Perfect. 11.
Destroyed.
He's just like, you see it like shatter back down into the portal.
Oh, I like this. And then we're going
to... don't get too penis-y there.
Number 3, we're going to spend a sorcery point to bonus action into a ray of frost at him.
At number 3?
At number 3.
So you would need to move 5 or 10 feet to get an angle.
Okay, I mean I only took like 5 feet to get up to number 1, so...
So you're at 15 feet movement, and now you can get him.
26?
Yeah.
That would be 16 points of damage.
16 points of damage. You want to describe how you kill this last imp?
We just Skyrim style throw up a hand and shoot ice shards at him.
Beautiful. And this is like as he just falls back into the pit. Everyone roll a perception check. And we'll stay in combat order, so I'll respond accordingly, but everyone roll.
Cool.
Eight.
Zediac's perception is 28. Yuri's is 20.
20 and 28?
Yes.
Okay. Zornikov?
It's the same as my passive, 10.
Okay. And then Johnny?
Johnny got 14, Corrupt got 14, and Fluffy somewhere in the mid-20s. I'm still pulling up his information. But he's...
And then Dutch, what did you roll? Eight?
Eight.
Okay. Zediak and Yuri, you hear a human male screaming like, "Help! Help! Let me out!" from the other room, past the archway.
Okay.
Coming from the northeast.
Okay.
And it is Twilight's turn. Twilight is going to move herself up onto the platform with her daughter. And it is now Zornikov's turn.
All right. So watching the shots hit where the cultists were, like, you could see the barrier erupt.
Yes.
How far am I from that barrier?
Thirteen times five, math on that?
Far enough. So that's 50.
50
75,
yeah. Or 65.
Yes. So 65. So 65 feet.
And if you have movement, so you needed to get closer.
Exactly, yeah. And at this point, we're not in... I can't tell that we're in immediate danger.
You just know that the room's bad news bear.
Yeah, so I start walking towards the... walking towards the edge of the barrier.
Okay.
So you're going to use all your... You're going to dash over there?
I'm not going to dash.
So you're just going to do 30 feet that way?
Yeah, I'm going to just kind of start running that way. I don't want to... He's being careful to conserve his energy and be ready to run back to his team if need be. So okay. I'm ready defensively to respond and attack if needed.
Sounds good. Next up is Yuri. And you heard that person. Sounded like a male voice.
Yuri will dash or movement. He can move 90 feet.
Okay.
So I'll move 90 feet towards the archway there.
90 is...
number 18. Of inches.
I know.
90 divided by
18 inches, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how big it is?
Soft.
That puts you dead center under the archway.
Uh-oh. I would angle it, if I could, run, angle it so I'm off to one side.
Hugging the right?
Yeah, Yuri's right. Yeah.
Okay.
And that is all he can do.
Corrupt, it is your turn.
Corrupt's gonna go over towards that magical barrier and cast Detect Magic.
Okay.
Yes. It's magic.
Are you just gonna go 30 feet?
Yeah, 30 feet and then cast Detect Magic, see what we see.
Okay. So...
try and get a sense of what school of magic is this barrier.
Yeah.
You're right next to me.
Yeah.
Corp and Zornikov sitting in a room checking out the B-I-A-R-R-E-A-R.
It is a mix of illusion magic and enchantment.
Okay. So you're saying it's magic?
Yes.
Okay. Good to know.
That solves a lot of my questions.
Okay. And...
Keen observations, Corp.
Zediac.
Seeing that the...
It's magic.
The bolts... Eldritch Blast did not work. He will run... that would be, let's see here, 60 feet. So he'll run and then use his action to dash towards the... Just off so that he's to the right of the cultists.
So 12 inches.
Okay. Sorry. My right, your left. Yeah.
It's kind of behind...
right on the portal, or do you want to go, like, in the shrubbery?
I'll go in front of the portal. Do I see anything coming out of that particular portal?
You look down and you see some other... creatures trying to climb up, but they're probably 20, 25 feet down.
Okay. And I'll hang out there for now.
Okay. Top of round two. And more creatures start to appear in the portal. Is anyone good at identifying otherworldly creatures? Zediac?
Yeah. Yeah, Zediac is pretty good. He has advantage on doing it, so. What skill would you like me to roll?
What do you got for me?
I could do an acrobatics check to determine what
to do. Oh my gosh. To see how high they can jump.
I mean, I think Arcana is probably... Arcana,
you mean,
or...
Would that be a religion or history check?
Religion.
Actually, do history.
Do I have to?
No.
I'd rather do religion.
Okay, you could do religion. See if you studied about it at the monastery.
Sure.
I like that.
14.
Can Corrupt get a piece of that action?
Yeah.
Is it like when you're lost on cousin?
17. Corrupt, you recognize these creatures as spined devils.
Oh, so they're tiny.
We got ourselves a load of spine devils coming now.
You know anything about them?
They die.
Do you want to roll a... Oh my gosh, it's so ridiculous. Do you want to roll a... I don't know what check would be good for knowing about them.
I mean, I've got... Arcana was what got me there.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll do another Arcana check.
18.
So with that check, you know that magical darkness does not impede them, and they have a multi-attack. I'll let you know that.
We just gotta hit them and then they'll die.
Yep.
No worries.
And Dutch, it's your turn, buddy.
All right. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We'll shoot to the right again.
Okay.
We'll do a sharpshooter. Does a 19 hit?
19 hits.
Yes. And I'm just going to do a roll now this time, just because,
Yeah. Let's take it easy.
Let's take it nice and easy. Just doing a little dice roll walk. Does, 11... Plus 5, which is 16. Plus another 2 of radiant damage, which is a total of 18.
How much radiant damage?
2.
2? Okay. You rock this one pretty good, but it's not enough to kill it. It just it lets out like a huge screech, basically.
I won't do a sharpshooter on this one, but I'll just fire the same one.
Okay.
That is 3, 6, 9, 12. Does 12 hit?
12 misses.
It's a rascally one.
And we'll just, third shot, right? Devil's, revenge, devil's kiss, whatever. Devil's prey. Does a 15 hit.
That hits.
Nice.
And you've done 18 so far to it?
Yes. Plus 8. And 5, what was it? What was the necrotic, I think it is?
Yeah.
So 8 plus 5. Total of 13.
All right. And you hit it good in the wing, but it wasn't enough to kill it. Do you want to move or stay where you are?
I'm the only one there, right?
You are. At the entrance.
Could I use my movement to get up to the left of the stairs? I wonder how much...
Full movement?
Well, I would... yeah, my full movement.
6 inches.
So you're able to climb up right to the edge with your movement. Cool. And...
Do I still have line of sight of everything?
Yeah, you actually have, like, more of a...
Awesome.
Vertical view. That's where it's at. Johnny / Fluffy.
We're going to whack-a-mole spine demon number 2 with the Mace of Disruption. Can I get a 9 to hit?
Misses.
No. Okay.
You go to swing it, like, flies kind of...
Downside of being a bard, I don't get more attacks.
Yeah.
So,
Inspire.
Yeah, I think what I'm first going to do...
It'd be really helpful for checks and stuff.
Nah. I'm going to use my movement to jump up on that stone altar.
Bardic Inspiration, Fluffy only.
Not all the way up, but just like up on the ledge of it.
Okay.
And then...
So you don't incur because you're still nice to it.
Stay in with him. And then we are going to... What's the range on Bardic Inspiration? It's not that far, is it?
60 or 90.
60 feet in sight.
It's not great.
Or is it just hearing?
Sight.
Sight?
Pretty sure it's sight. Never played a bard though.
Neither. I just assumed it would be sound because, you know, like it's a ditty.
Yeah, 60 feet. So I don't think anybody's within 60 feet.
Yep.
Actually, there is.
Who?
You got Zornikov and Kurup. You have Zediak and Yuri are exactly all within the 60 feet.
Who's that squaring up with number 4?
That is Zediak.
We're gonna give him the bardic inspiration.
Yeah.
Watch your back, Zediak. That
you had to like make it rhyme. Yeah. You had to make it rhyme. Oh.
And
that is a D10 now.
Ooh!
Because you made it rhyme?
No.
Oh. I'm
gonna go put that. It's not inspiring if it doesn't rhyme.
Right there in my inspiration.
Twilight. It's Twilight's turn. She's gonna take out her crossbow, and she is going to shoot down at number 5. Roll to hit. Yeah, that's a hit. 1d8 plus 8.
I think it's going to be one of those like where we just camp spawn points.
It makes a total of 12 damage, and that's enough to come up and shoot it in the head and finish it off after Dutch heavily damaged it. She is going to then move to the corner.
Nobody puts Twilight in the corner.
And next up, it's Zornikov.
All right. These creatures have been getting smattered around without my help, so I've not been paying them any mind. I approach the edge of the barrier, because now within 30 feet will be at my next walking distance. And I concentrate and I cast Dispel Magic on the barrier to bring it down. What level spell is the barrier?
I cast Hammer.
Do we know?
It's important for the roll. So I guess if it's a level 3 or
you'd have to guess it. Or
someone who detected magic.
Oh, that's fair.
Doesn't tell you the level though.
No, just tell you the school.
If you really want it to succeed, you cast it at your highest level and just make sure.
But then when it doesn't succeed, it's like, oh.
Mm-hmm. It's worth it. Just cast it at a high level, and then we don't have to worry about it.
Sorry.
Question.
Well, I mean, I'm casting it at the highest level I can because it's already highest level spell I got. Right, so
there you go.
It's my level 3.
Okay.
So, if it's higher than... Do you need me to roll?
Yeah.
Okay. So...
Counterspell.
Come on. What the cultist just turns out? Counterspell.
Nice.
Is that the new dice?
Yeah, it's a new dice.
New dice.
Coming in clutch.
So, 17 to dispel. So... Pretty sure that's going to do it unless this happens to be a level 8 spell.
So you cast the magic and it hits the portal, but then you feel it push back. Roll a constitution saving throw.
The portal?
He's going after the barrier.
No, I'm going after the barrier.
You hit the barrier and the magic, you hit it, but then you feel like the energy coming back at you.
It's resisting the spell.
It's resisting. So
okay.
Roll a constitution saving throw.
It hasn't failed, but it's
No, yeah, yeah, you feel it.
It's a fight of will, so constitution. It's not an advantage because I'm not a barbarian.
But you do have your plus one.
But you're proficient. Yeah, and you.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna need that. So far that would be 8. And then you said, at that point I don't think I'm getting anywhere close to passing it.
So
that 8 is your total.
There's
everyone
no bonuses.
5.
Oh, okay, so
are you proficient in constitution saves?
You see,
I'm not.
That the magic is starting to drop, but you are not powerful enough to cast a spell, and this dark energy comes over you, and you have the restrained condition as it freezes you up as you cast the spell. But you do see that this portal is starting to like peel the veil back. So on your next turn, you would roll basically to break restraint.
Okay.
So, but it's like not a physical restraint; it's like a mental restraint.
But the barrier is breaking.
So your spell landed, but
in a way
there was a caveat.
Yeah. So in a way, I pierced it, and by the time we get there, it'll probably have fallen.
Fish on.
Reel it in.
Yep. Next up is Yuri. So you're sprinting.
Yeah,
so.
Yuri is going to go around the corner and see if he can find out where the voice is coming from.
So you run around the corner and you get around the corner and you see a cage and you see a man caged.
A man cage?
A man cage. What kind of man do I see in the cage?
Probably out of nickel.
You see a full elf man.
Okay.
Older, in human years, he looks like mid-40s. But you know that elves run way older than that.
Okay.
And as you come around the corner, are you going to free me from these demons?
Well, who are you?
My name is Varys. I'm trying to get out of here.
I'll take a look at the lock.
All right. Roll a...
Would be a...
Insight? No.
No.
Perception?
It'd be a thieves' tools.
Thieves' tools. Do you have thieves' tools?
Yeah.
And I'm proficient at them.
So, the least that I can do is a...
87.
The lowest I can roll is an 18.
Does an 18... Unless you get a natural 1.
No.
That is with...
Oh, really?
Reliable
skill
talent.
Checks don't have critical fails.
We'll roll on it.
Stupid.
Natural 20.
Oh,
I want to know what the number is. Succeed, but I want
natural 20 brings it up to a 28.
He just looks at it.
Yeah. You see this?
It's not even locked.
Masterful lock, and you break into it with ease.
Oh,
the
I've
door
seen,
swings
I've,
open.
I've seen this one before.
You could just walk through the cage.
The key is in it.
The key is within all of
who
us.
Who are you here with? I got captured by these giants.
And he'll just kind of like look over and point at the three stone.
Yes, I not them. Frost giants. An evil woman put me in here.
All right, great. Let's go. So, and I'm going to make him walk in front of me.
Yeah, he goes with you.
Okay. Yuri doesn't know a darn thing about this guy and doesn't care.
Yuri be like, oh, you got turned to stone, me too.
Basically. So yeah. He will escort him back to the group of people in the mindset of keeping him, like, maybe he can help, maybe he needs to be kept safe, I don't know. That's it.
Okay.
Use him as a meat shield!
Yuri's...
Aren't you a paladin?
Yeah.
What was that voice?
Corrupt.
I heard nothing.
That's why Yuri is making him walk in front.
Since I still have detect magic going, am I picking up what's going on with the barrier? It's weakening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a demon in this corner?
Nope, it's good. There's one over here. There, I think.
Well, there's two.
One behind you.
Yeah.
Korep is going to pull out his light crossbow and fire a shot at number four.
Okay.
Swink.
Pew, 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 pew.
That's probably not a good hit.
Does a 12 hit?
A 12 misses.
Yeah, I figured. Okay.
And it kind of goes right over Zediak's right shoulder into the flowers, a little too close for comfort.
Whoa. Do I think you did it on purpose?
No.
It's crap, probably.
I'm going to just use my movement to get right up to the edge of where the barrier is then.
Okay. It gets you to the first step.
All right, that's the corrupt's turn.
And now it is number four right next to Zediak. It is going to go attack Zediak. First attack for me today. And it goes to do a bite. And I think a 13 misses.
13 misses by a lot.
And then a 9 would definitely miss.
Yes.
So, but it goes to fly straight up in the air 40 feet. Attack of opportunity.
At 20 feet, at 20 feet, which is the end of my reach, I get attack of opportunity. With the new weapon that I have, it is going to be epic. Okay,
super whip, right?
I got the extendo whip. I just took screenshots of the stats so that I can actually do this. There we go. come on, natural 20. That's
that
what I
left,
want.
That though.
that's too bad.
That's too bad.
I mean, if you times that by 10, you got a natural 20.
Yeah. That is a...
Math buyer 10? Banker, Christopher. Thank you.
That's a 10.
Arithmetic, I can do.
So you go, but it gets right past you, and it perches right up on top of one of the pillars. Okay. And
I can shoot it from far enough.
Next up is the other one, and it is going to do... It's going to move.
That's horrible movement.
You what a shame.
And it goes to move out. And it's Zediak's turn.
Oh! So there's none below me. There's just the one that's above me.
Above you.
And do I see any more of them in the room?
Yeah, you look back behind you, and there's still three that are alive. So okay. Four total.
Okay. I will fire 3 Eldritch Blasts at the one that just flew up.
Okay.
Nice. That's 22, 22, and a 19.
All of them hit.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Wow. 24
force damage. 24 force damage?
Yeah.
So you hit this spined devil with 22 points of force damage, and it goes off the pillar up into the archway, into the rocks, and is just like impaled and falls down.
Nice.
Hits the ground and disintegrates.
Cool.
Do you want to use your movement? You still have movement.
Well, can I get to any of the other ones within 30 feet of me? Are there any that are in within 30 feet?
Cross over towards the altar, get halfway towards one.
Are there any that are 50 feet away from me, actually?
50 feet?
Yes, because my whip goes out to 20 feet. Zediac's strength is crowd control.
Yeah.
And you gave me a 20-foot reach weapon.
That's great. So Zediac, you can move. Feet. Yeah, you can move like 10 feet in, and then you can reach the portal across the way.
And with my Mystic Frenzy, I can use my bonus action to attack with a melee strike, to try and hit that one.
Okay.
Is that cocked or is that?
No, that's flat.
Okay, that's pretty flat. That is a 13 to hit.
On the dot, you hit it.
Woo! All right, cool. D6 plus a D4 of acid damage. That is the wrong device. Here we go. That's not very good. That is 6, 7... So 10 slashing damage and 4 acid damage.
All right. You hit it and it lets out a loud screech, like when Chris drinks whiskey. And then.
Cut that out. You know better.
And,
did you try a little bit?
And now it is top of the order, round 3, Dutch.
That little demon thing right there is, he's out of his hole, right?
Yep.
Question. Do I get the feeling that they're still coming out of these sort of things?
Yep.
Let's, kind of make a quick observation and see if, that pillar right there, is it big enough to cover that portal?
It would be.
Is there any way that I could possibly knock it over to cover that, so that way no more demon spawns come out of there?
Yeah, roll a... roll a perception check for me.
It's going to be a 4.
You think that you could do that, but you know that you're not strong enough to get that pillar over onto it.
Zordikov! Pillar! Knockdown! Portal!
I believe that's all I can get out. Yeah, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like...
You're stuck.
I'm like...
Yeah, I don't know that.
Yeah. You don't like, know magic stuff.
Yeah, I'm also like 40 feet away.
Who's that?
That's not me.
That is you.
That's me.
That's your.
Oh, Zordikov ran up. No, yeah. I ran up to the barrier to dispel it.
Oh, I thought you asked about your range. No, you did have the range too.
No, I dispelled. Yeah, I'm. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Oh, in that case, I'll still say that.
Yeah.
There's two pillars. I could do that.
So yeah, I'm. Yeah. Yeah. It's about 40, 50 feet.
And then I'm gonna start shooting at the closest one to me right there.
All
right.
Roll to attack.
That one goes a poopy dead eye shield. We'll do sharpshooter. That is a total of 9 to hit.
It's a miss.
We'll do Devil's Revenge, Sharpshooter. Not good. That is a total of 13 to hit.
Exactly.
Hey.
2 plus 10 is 12. 12, plus 5 is 17, plus 1 radiant damage. Or no, that's necrotic damage from Devil's Prey.
Yeah.
Is it still up?
Yes, just barely.
And then we'll just do a regular shot at this with Angel's Revenge. 7 minus 4 is 3, plus 9 is 12, so I miss.
Okay. And it is now Johnny's turn. Johnny, you're up on the altar, looking at the bodies. Roll perception with advantage.
Can I include Fluffy on this one?
Sure.
I have one more turn before I use one of my actions to reload. Oh. And with a free action, can I put Angel's Revenge away?
Yeah.
Just in the holster?
That'll be a 17 for Johnny and a 19 for Fluffy.
You guys both now recognize this to be your fallen friend, Kree.
Oh!
Best friend.
Oh! Which one?
The one of the bodies on the altar, the male body, as Kree.
I know.
Ancient magic dragon powers activate.
I wish.
Johnny's feeling very alone right now.
Johnny's
lost his girlfriend, lost his friend, just
lost his Jaegers.
Yeah. All we need to do is kill Fluffy and
I think he
might that once.
It's at that point that Johnny's like,
would Johnny die if that happened? He just lost the thing.
Johnny's going to just let out a roar.
Perfect.
And we're going to try and frost, Ray of Frost, Spine Devil number 2.
Okay.
22.
That hits.
Ooh, that's pretty good. 15 points of cold damage.
That does it.
And his movement is reduced by 10 feet.
And you did this one, right?
Yeah.
You already did damage to it, so you killed it.
I already did damage to that?
Yeah, you hit it with a melee attack.
No, I missed.
Oh, you did? Yeah. For some reason, I thought you hit.
I mean, we can go with it being dead if you want, but...
Nope.
Rolling on the table was...
Yeah, it looks pretty badly hurt.
And
for
then,
some reason, I thought you hit that one.
We're going to spend a sorcery point to turn around and do it to the guy on the other side of the altar.
Number 3?
Yeah. Okay. We're just going to Iron Man this and just repulsor blast everything.
Yeah.
So, and because I'm not a fan of missing, we're going to use the wild magic to give myself advantage on this roll. And it's a good thing I did that. 30?
Yeah.
The other one was a 9. Oh, I probably still would have hit, but...
And did you say you used wild magic?
I used the ability that will lead to that. We do not roll for wild magic just yet.
Okay.
Come on, unicorn!
Let's go. 19 points of damage to the other one.
It's enough to kill it.
There we go.
That one dies.
Yeah. Johnny has no words.
So... Johnny, you yell the top of your lungs this roar, and it just kind of like echoes and shakes into the sky as the storm is happening and you guys are fighting in this throne room. Before this combat happened and before you went into the room, a scene played out for our listeners. There was a sacrificial offering, and there was Adam. He was engulfed by an ethereal figure. Obviously, you came in this room and he's not here. But he has reappeared somewhere else. We walk down this hallway, a hallway connected to the very room that led you into here in the bay. You follow this long chain down the side of the castle. You hear a bigger roar come back from the sky as you hear these long wingspans flap. You look up into the sky and you see a familiar friend. You see Actor in the Vial, except he has been reincarnated as an undead dragon. And on top of this dragon, you see riding an evil Adam von Alistair Carlyle VIII. And we'll see you in part two.